Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, no matter if you travel by plane, train, or automobile, you're going to want to have clutter-free traveling and be organized. But how can you do that? We're going to talk about travel tips such as packing tips and much, much more today. All right, I'm going to tell you about today's guest, and I'm very excited. He is our first Latin American guest. Nacho Aguirre is an architect by trade, but his true passion is organizing spaces. He pays attention to the flow of spaces and the way we relate to rooms and our possessions. Nacho is from Guadalajara, Mexico. In 2012, he published Nacho Organiza, the first organization blog in Spanish with tips to organize your spaces in your life. He's a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and his motto is Organize Spaces, Simpler Life. Welcome, Nacho.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
Great. We're so excited to see you and excited that you're our first Latin American guest. So let's get started. Do people create the most clutter, and what are the most common mistakes when it comes to traveling?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question with my own experience. In my past travels, I used to travel with two suitcases, at least, okay? Three quarters, perhaps a half of one suitcase is where things I really needed. So the rest of the suitcases were things just in case. But soon I realized that system didn't work. So I figured out how much of the stuff I collected in my suitcase are really important to me and to my travel. That way, I came up with the idea of traveling light, so it was more convenient for several reasons. So please, people, never attempt to make a suitcase without a written list, because we tend to put more and more stuff in your suitcases. So chances with this system are that you'll put more things that you really need. Take with you only the things you really need and you really use, not just in case things. Be smart, not abundant.
Oh, that's fantastic, and we're going to get into a little more detail later. But talk about some of the benefits when you travel light, travel right. You know, here in, I don't know if it's the same in Mexico, but in America, most major airlines now, if you pack, you get a carry-on, but if you pack one suitcase, it's $25 each way.
Yeah.
So if you pack right, then you can save money. That's just what the, obviously, if you're flying. But what are the other benefits to clutter-free traveling?
In Mexico, it's pretty the same thing with airlines. Well, one of the benefits of traveling light is less stress, less things to worry about, and of course, in case you travel by plane, less overweight fees. That is important because you save money, okay? Especially, as I told you, nowadays the airlines charge you for almost everything, even the water or the soda or whatever. What's the point of that, okay? Well, if we're talking about road trips, imagine a road trip where 4 to 6 people are carrying two suitcases and one carry-on each. How much amount of space do you need? just for things when the important thing is the people and the fun you will have with your travel. Okay? That's one thing it's important to take in account. Never, never, never travel with too many things or so much stuff. Okay?
Fantastic. Now, do you have any separate recommendations for domestic versus international travel?
For me, the criteria is the same. Yeah? Carry just what is needed, not everything else, not just in case things. Try to use smaller suitcases and refrain yourself to that amount of space, only that space. Okay? The only point I want to emphasize, especially in international trips, is keep always your documents with you, like passport, credit cards, IDs, visa, even the hotel and flight reservations, okay? Because you'll probably need one or more documents for your return to home. So keep those with you very safely. I found vital traveling light, especially with travels to another country, because one thing, you pass for so many checkpoints, and that is a trouble, you know? Okay? It's really complicated. Also, always check about flagging and custom regulations, because not everything we want to carry is possible to carry into another country. You know, you need to know what kind of things you can carry or what kind of things you cannot carry with you. Okay, no matter if it's your check, if your carry-on suitcase or your documented bag, is the same. Check for embassies websites and check all you need to know before you make a trip. It's very important. Okay.
That's a great point. You know, here in the U.S., when I first moved to California, and I didn't know this until I was at the border, you have to kick out all your fruits, and I believe vegetables too, because if you have bring in a fruit or vegetable that's not a native crop, it can kill off.
Yes.
The crops, and so it's that important. They stop you at the before you enter California, and that's domestic travel for those of us in the U.S. and say, all right, ditch it here. You can't bring it in.
Yeah, I want to add up something. Mostly when we travel by plane, at the security checkpoint, you need to take off your jewelry, your watch, your pockets, empty your pockets, take off your coat, empty your suitcase. You need to show all your electronic devices. And that is very important. Don't try to fly with all, you know, your accessories and jewelry and clothes that are very hard to take off and then back on. So try to use very smart clothes and few jewelry or a watch. Even the belt, you need to remove your belt or your shoes. So there's no more glamour in flying.
There is not. I can tell you the last time that I flew on an empty plane and didn't have security, and that was right after 9/11. I haven't had an overseas trip to France about a month after 9/11 happened. The plane was empty. I mean, there were hardly any of us because most people had canceled travel, and we thought, well, we're going to go for it and see what happens, and thankfully we were safe. But those days of empty planes and, you know, and arriving at the gate a half an hour before your flight, those have gone. I wanted to know your thoughts on this. One thing that I use Evernote, and I keep electronically my passport number and a picture of it and things like that, but I used to also keep a copy in my carry-on. I mean, I would have everything that I needed in my purse, but just in case something happened at the hotel or that you can keep in the safe, I think that's another good tip. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. Yeah. You can have a backup copy in your cloud even. For if in case if you lost even your smartphone, you can rely on having your copies of in an iCloud for your flight reservation, hotel reservation, car reservations, visa, passport, a copy of your IDs, or maybe your credit card in case they were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the flight, just for the travel, not every day.
Now, I want to talk the biggest challenges to traveling light. You mentioned earlier, people are like, I need to bring this, this, and this. So talk about the challenges.
Yeah, about the challenges. Well, we have too many challenges. The first one is we need to keep our real necessities on check, okay? Do not attempt to bring, you know, too many books or too many shoes or too many dresses or too many whatever. You try to be mindful about the things you really need, because if you're going, I don't know, what about a mountain trip, and you'll need probably sneakers, probably a good coat, but you won't need heels, or you won't need maybe a swimsuit, or I don't know. You need to keep your real necessities on check. Be mindful about that, always. Another thing, you need to, I said this before, you need to try to defeat the I'll pack this just in case feeling. Do not panic. Do not panic ever, because most of the cases you won't need that much clothes or that much books, because you won't have time to read all of them. So maybe one book, or use digital books. It's a really, really, really smart way to travel with digital books, with digital music, so you can defeat the old pack dish just in case feeling. Okay? Other challenge. What happened with the time we set for making our suitcases? How many friends or relatives do we know that make the suitcase 2 hours prior a trip, even in international trips? Oh my God! What is the result of that? You end up with feelings of discomfort because you forget this or that was important to your travel, and you packed all the things you really don't need in your travel. So please be mindful about the time you set for making your suitcases. 2 days, maybe 1 week, I don't know. I am pretty OCD in that kind of things, but I'll pack maybe 1 month prior to my trip. But it's too much, I know that. Okay? I think that's the most important challenge that we have to defeat in order to make a pleasant trip.
Now, can you talk about any must-haves or leave-behinds when traveling? I'm reading the novel Wild right now, and I don't know if it's out yet. It's going to be a movie here that's coming out. But this woman was hiking, like on a 1,000-mile trip, and overpacked. And every time she meets someone, all these men were like, oh, my gosh, we can't believe you packed. And one went through and like, you know, you come on now, do you really need this? And think about that. This is what you're carrying for 1,000 miles. So it can even, you know, packing light can even go what you really truly need just for hiking. So what are the must-haves and leave-behinds that you can share?
To me, a must-have, I said it before, copies of vital documents like passport, hotel and flight reservation, a copy of my visa, a copy of my ID. So I back up all of them into my cloud. So in case of I lost the paper, or I lost my wallet, or I lost even my smartphone, I can rely on taking a computer and access to my cloud and retrieve some documents just in case. That is a must-have to me. Must leaves. This is so simple to me. Toiletries is a big problem. Why? Because we tend to travel with big bottles of shampoo, big bottle of lotion, hand lotion and body lotion and perfumes or whatever. So try not to do that. I use to travel with small bottles, but now what I do is looking for sachets of shampoo, sealed sachets like envelopes. They sold this in grocery stores and pharmacy drug stores. You can find your shampoo, your hair gel, your even little towels with essential oils or perfumes. It's a better way to travel. Even if you're traveling and you're checking into hotel, please use the hotel toiletries. They're a big plus to me, at least to me. Okay? And another tip I've got is when you travel and will stay with family and friends, you can pack less clothes and ask them for their washer and dryer. For example, I took a trip 3 weeks and I just packed 7 days worth clothes. So I was washing and drying all my clothes, and that way I just packed for 1 week, not for 3 weeks. And before I returned to home, I wash and dry everything in my suitcase, so that moment I arrived my home, I just packed all the things to my closet and into my drawers.
Oh, I like that. I'm definitely going to steal that tip. I think that's wonderful. Now, do you have any different ideas or suggestions, whether it's business versus pleasure travel?
Well, although the criteria is pretty much the same, in a pleasure trip, we tend to travel with a lot of clothes. So be mindful about the clothes you'll use. Please use separates mostly when you can mix and match your separates, especially for women, because probably a dress is not that versatile as a shirt and a skirt. So in the case of men, well, we all know that men are less worried about trends or mismatched outfits, okay? So it's the best way. First thing, what will you do? Where are you going? And be mindful about the clothes you use in those cases. About business, probably the best tip I can give you is look up for smart suitcases and briefcases, like those with casters and wheels, because you won't you don't want to have a hard shoulder carrying, you know, all the reference materials, documents, your laptop, or whatever you carry on a business trip. So try to use smart suitcases like that, and prefer those with external pockets, so you can retrieve some pen or piece of paper or business card quickly and easily.
Wonderful. Now, you gave a great suggestion to not wait to the last minute to pack, but do you have any other tips to help us pack well?
Yeah, I listed six of good tips here. I'm going to read it. Tip one, you need to pack just essentials. This is important because we pack so much stuff and we don't really need those things, okay? Just essential. Tip two, this is the criteria to me that it works always. Lay your clothes folded in half longwise, you know, your pants, your shirts, your blouses, okay, and lay down in a rotatory criteria on your in the bottom of your suitcase. First a pant, then a shirt, then a skirt, then another shirt, like a cross, okay? If you're making a cross with your garments, and then you'll start to folding in one another in a like your clockwise, first left, then up, then right, then bottom, and so on. That way you'll end up with less space taken in your suitcase. That is important, because when you fold your clothes separately and you put them in your suitcase, they take more space. You think, oh, that won't be necessarily the reality. No, but it is, because there are too much folds in your clothes. So it's not a good way. If you use this alternated system, you'll end up with less space taken in your suitcase. Tip 3, use space saver bags, especially for bulky items like sweaters, sweatpants, sweatshirts, coats. Even some kind of shoes can be packed in space saver bags. They take all the air, the extra amount of space they take, so you can put them in your suitcase more easily and neatly. Okay? Tip 4, use the voids. The voids are your best friends, especially those inside your shoes. You can put inside your shoes, I don't know, a socks, a belt, even undergarments, if you put it inside a bag, a plastic bag. So the boys are your best friend. Even those little boys between all the garments, you can put some little things inside those boys. Okay? Tip 5, put everything spilling risk inside Ziploc bags, because you don't have problems if anything of those toiletries spill over your clothes. Okay? So when you arrive to your destination, you'll arrive with a neat and dry suitcase. Ziploc are the best to me, especially those with two seal. They've got two space, like two zippers, okay? And tip 6, this is for people who suffer from anxiety. If you suffer from anxiety of your bags going missing, packing in your carry-on bag a set of undergarments and probably a shirt or a blouse, so you'll have clean clothes upon your arrival. So if your bags gone missing or they came in another fly, you won't have that anxiety feeling from missing your bags. Okay? That's all my tips.
That's wonderful. Six of them. No, that's good. That's plenty to get people started. Now let's talk a moment about souvenirs. Do you have any tips when you're visiting a place that you just don't bring up a bunch of clutter that comes back in your suitcase?
That is an interesting question, because on my first trips, I used to bring back souvenirs, you know, keychains, casino chips, because I traveled a lot to Las Vegas. What else? Well, you name it, everything. Mugs and bits and pieces from souvenirs. Suddenly, I realized how bulky, how heavy, and how expensive they are, and especially in international trips where the overweight fees are very, very high, I realized that it wasn't a good idea bring souvenirs back home. So I am not bringing any at all right now. What I do is taking a good picture on my travel, and then back home, I make mugs or magnets like this one. I hope this photo was taken in Atlanta, is an aquarium. And this one is from Chicago. I love that clock in Macy's. So this way, I spend less money. I have less worry about my things get lost or broken, and can give more souvenirs to various people, friends and family. This is my tip about not taking, at least not taking that much space on your suitcase for souvenirs. Okay? I can recommend you to maybe a souvenir, something that is clutter-free, like a postcard, or if it's a souvenir for your home, maybe a little painting you can hang on a wall, so you don't have any trouble stuffing your closets or your shelves with things you just bought by an impulse of having something from the place you went. So that is
I
my
love
recommendation.
that. I do the painting thing. Every time I travel, I get a painting. Then I usually find there are tons of street artists, usually no matter where you are, who do wonderful things, and they're a great memory. Now, what advice would you have for someone who maybe isn't to the mug, which I think is a really fun idea too, or the painting, and how would you suggest they organize their souvenirs if they're looking for tips for that?
Okay, well, like always, I try to say things about my experience. I've gotten home a little shelf where I put all my souvenirs, those I bring back home or those was given me. Like what I really like about souvenirs is keeping smaller souvenirs, 2 inches tall, like this one from Vegas. Or this one is from Russia. It's a little matryoshka or Russian doll. So this way I can display them all over the shelf. And I reframe always to that amount of space. I dislike very much having pieces and bits from all over the place, all over the house. My mementos are in the same place always. In that shelf, even I have another place to collect. My main door is metal, so I put them magnets from places we visit and even from Cirque du Soleil show because we are such huge fans from Cirque du Soleil. So there are my two places where I put all my souvenirs and mementos.
Wonderful. Now, do you have any final tips for clutter-free traveling that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I wanna tell you, carry only. I remark this, only what you really need, not anything else. You need to shut up the just in case little evil voice. Okay? That's the main advice I can bring you because it's not worth it. Travel with stress, travel with too many stuff and with too many suitcases is really energy sucking. I really don't like. I used to do that. I'm not doing that at all.
Wonderful. Okay, now any tip on any area of clutter? One final tip that you'd like to share with everyone?
Yes, I want you to treat your home like a sanctuary. Okay? It deserves respect, first of all. Why do you see you keep stuffing it with things that aren't meaningful, important, or useful? Try only keep things that are meaningful, important, and useful in your home. It's your sanctuary. Same goes to your schedule. This is important. Your time is the most valuable resource you have. It is not renewable. So use it wisely. Always. Do not overschedule. That would be my two tips.
Excellent. I love both of those. I think those are outstanding. Now, Nacho, tell people about how they can find out more information about you or anything else that you'd like to share.
Okay, I publish my blog and on my site nachoorganiza.com. I publish twice a week in Spanish about topics about organization, organizing your home, organizing your business, and even you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, LinkedIn, on Twitter. Or even if you want to, you can send me an email to nacho.e@nachoorganiza.com. I service the metropolitan area of Guadalajara in Mexico, and I am one of three POs registered to NAPO in my country. One in Monterrey, one in Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City, and myself in Guadalajara.
Outstanding. Now you have to do one other thing. So I've only had one other guest who did this and who was from Finland. Can you say clearing the clutter inside and out in Spanish for us?
Okay, vamos limpiando el desorden de adentro hacia afuera.
Okay, I'll
Sería
have to
todo.
watch that about 1,000 times and I might be able to say it correctly. Nacho, I want to thank you for joining
Okay.
us today.
Thank you, Julie. I'm so thrilled. I was so nervous because this is my first English interview. So I expect to fulfill your expectations.
No, you were outstanding, and your English is much better than my Spanish, and we'll definitely can't wait to get this out to everyone. And I want to remind everyone, go out and clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and
Are
desire.
you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.